Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Everybody, it is Tuesday, August the 23rd. It's that time again. On the Rise with Attica Lundy, bringing you some of the best underground, independent, and unsigned music online with hot topics. And we are on Lawless Radio. What it do, people? I'm just hanging out in the ATL, still doing the whole recovery thing. So bear with me, but I'm working. You know how that goes. Normally on Tuesdays, we do Promote Yourself Tuesdays, and I still give everyone that opportunity, but pay close attention today because we're going to have some special guests on, and we'll have a really good topic of discussion that's going to kind of tie into our guest that's coming in the latter end of the show. But the topic today, among the things, of course, that our guests are doing, we're going to, you know, find out what they're doing because it is, you know, Promote Yourself Tuesdays and they're coming on to promote themselves. But we have a special topic tonight, and that is going to be domestic violence. So domestic violence is our topic tonight. And if you or someone you know have experienced domestic violence, we'd like if you could call in at 646-478-5209 and kind of give us some input on maybe what you witnessed or, you know, if it's you personally going through it, kind of just share your story. If you work with people, if you work, you know, helping people that are victims of domestic violence, do call in and let us know where your what your resources are. We want to write all this stuff down, get it out there on how to help anyone that may be going through that. But you know, before we get into all that, of course, let me go through everything, my regular spiel. You know, like I said, as always, it's Promote Yourself Tuesday. Special promo goes out to On the Rise Magazine. Please visit them online at ontherisemagazine.com. And, you know, we also want to know where to find you online, because I know that you know yourself better than anyone else. So we're going to ask that you go ahead and call and promote yourself on this Tuesday. This is your opportunity to set the record straight about something, to update the listeners on what you have going on with your career, or just tell us who you are, where you're from. We want to know all of that stuff, what projects you have going on and all of that. Not when the guests are on, because when the guests are on, we're only going to be talking to the guests, you know, at that time. So try to get in between the guests. But, yeah, so this is Lawless Radio. If you're not familiar with us, if this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you here. Lawless Radio is always searching for new independent underground and unsigned artists to add to our playlist rotation. Submissions are free, but you need to get them in. You can go to lawlessradio.com and click on the submit link, and you will hear well, you'll see everything that you need to do to get the music in. It's absolutely free, Lawless Entertainment. And Lawless Radio never charges artists a penny to get your music on. That's right. Submitting your music here is absolutely free. Lawless ENT has been the premier showcase for new unsigned independent talent for over 10 years. So if you're a new unsigned independent artist, you're looking for some heavy exposure to the online community, this will be your perfect gig. Get your music here on Lawless Radio. We've got a huge following, so that music will be heard if it's in rotation. We're on almost every night in the week. We've got a lot of shows. I'm going to check and see if these are still the same time for the shows. But last I checked, and per the site, we have Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Game Time. That's a pretty good show. Excellent show. Tuesdays, of course, from 6 to 8, On the Rise with Attica Lundy, yours truly. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the Grit Grind Show. So you get to hear about some of everything from the chairman. That's the boss man's show on Wednesday nights at 8. Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's Raw Deal. That's Catrice is up on that one. Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Independent Fridays with So Ambitious. And on Saturdays at 4, Rompiendo Presas is on. I think that's still current. That's Central Standard Time, 4 p.m. on Saturdays. But go to the site, check it out. I've got a lot of DJs up here, DJs, hosts, however you want to, you know, call them. But yeah, we've been here for a while, over 10 years. So do check us out. Send your MP3s. We do not download music. This is a radio station, so please submit the MP3s. We're not going to download. We want to make sure that we have permission to play your music, and we know we have permission if you're sending it to us and agreeing to the terms. So, you know, and as TL said before, you want to be able to track where your music is going. So this is a time where you want to be very involved in who's playing your music so you can kind of track it. If you'd like to be a guest on my show or any of the shows, just go ahead and write to us. You can find me on Twitter at Attica Lundy, AttikaLundy. You can just let me know you want to be on my show on Tuesdays. But then again, if you want to be on any of the shows, just hit up Lawless ENT on Twitter. That's Lawless ENT, LawlessENT. Okay. So that's all the business. I'm going to go ahead and get some music on. I'm actually trying to see if the song that we're going to be playing a little later on is in the queue yet. So I'm going to be checking on that one. Hopefully it'll be in before the guest gets here. But I am going to go ahead and get into some music because I love to hear music. So here is some Renesis Midnight Scream. Ooh, that sounds kind of...
Your girl Jay Silva, and you checking out my single Call Me By My Name on Lawless Radio. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio.
Mm-hmm. no obstante reggaeton. I don't follow, so I leave. Nobody compares to me. I'm not a Barbie, I don't come out of a factory.
Brain freeze.
Brain freeze.
You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. Uh oh, there she go, go. Jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you rock by, I see your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Excuse me, you in the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I see your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain
Let me see your
Back, played a couple of tunes. I was trying to tweet a little bit of them, couldn't get all of them in, but if you're listening, you know what we were playing. That's some good music, actually. So I'm busy trying to get in touch with the powers that be so I can get a song played. So we are going to be back. I'm going to be playing some stuff from rotation while I try to handle the biz, waiting for my guests to come in a little later. So we're getting it together. Sorry for the delay, people. I know you want to hear it from our guests. But we got to make sure the music's right. So we will be back in a few, and we're getting back to some tunes. And let's see where we're going to go. Okay, this is Anytime by Piano Man.
Allow me to introduce me properly. Hey. I'm Piano Man at the top of this, opposite of you. So what you wanna do? Old school ride for the new school. I don't smoke, but I light you like a cigarette. I bite you just a little bit. I like you feeling vigorous. Keep this up and I'll wipe you in a little bit. Hold a very young like Tyler in the deepest. Yes, I got the Novocaine if you're feeling this. Anesthesiologist, and I please a lot of chicks. I make the tang feel like, cause of my methods, man. I'm the professor and the questions and the lesson plan. Ask Mercedes, I bend you like compressor, man. You be false, well, I get low like your five heartbeats rapping cause you breathing hard. I'm Eddie Kang with the pipes, but I ain't out at all. First time that that's not gonna be, it's gonna be my place or your place, don't matter. Your place don't matter. Don't care who's around. Just as long as it's going down. Damn, making love, baby girl, we making history. This is me, picture me, ripped with all my cylinder. Maybe even sweet and low, depending on how the meeting goes. Sleeping in my bedroom, discussing all these facts and figures. Still my stock rising in return, it makes me unconfident. You can call me Google and I'll tell you why the reasons be. I ain't no search engine, but I get results of me. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, as long as it's going down. Hey, my sex is schizophrenic, means I make your body multitask like a bowl of Cheerios, nothing but enormous fast. Baby, ask about me, get my reputation for lying and daughters. Have your substitute in champagne for some of that pot of water. Take me in, lose yourself, taste my sweet elite seduction. George W. mad because of my mad weapon of reproduction. So what's the option? Do I go on pull out or stay the course? Yeah, you right, I'ma stay in free until I find it. First time that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't matter. I don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down. Oh, no, 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 no.
All right, everybody, you ready for greatness? This is Disaster Renault.
Let's go. Before I met you, I thought fairy tales could never be true. Alone and nothing fell. Ride across Brazilian deserts with you by my side. Things always feel right whenever we're together. Often wonder when you'll get our happy ever after. Endless adventures and craziest stories. Yeah. Such your happiness. Tell me all your worries. With you, I don't want anything temporary. Your presence is magical and so extraordinary. Can I leave you? Say yes. Well, I have to ask. Can I have you? I know it's not an easy task. But your smile is my favorite thing in the universe. I'll wait on your bed and think and write you this verse. Cause if I have my way, I get to see you all day. It's insanity, but see if I care what people say. All I wanna do is stay wrapped in your arms. Gotta say I'm so addicted with your charm. Yeah. Before I met you, I thought fairy tales could never be true. Alone and nothing fell.
All right.
But when I met you, I knew everything in life will be
alright. Hello, nice to meet ya. You got me starstruck every time I see ya. You so exciting like a Hollywood feature. No other woman in the world could have beat ya. Cause you're a queen in my eyes now. Let the sun bring light to my sky town. An angel from above, God sent to fly down. Bringing light back to the party when it dies down. So hold my hand and never let go. You put a magic spell on me like presto. To keep me happy, it's in my manifesto. Known a lot of women in my life, but you the best though. You straight sexy without being a floozy. You keep it classy without acting bougie. The stars can't hold a candle to your beauty. Straight put you on my feet like my favorite movie.
Before I met you, I thought fairy tales could never be true. Alone and nothing fell.
Hello, Aunt Q.
This was for all the lovers out there.
From Jakarta
to the Bay Area
and the rest of the world, baby. You know, if that special someone makes you feel alright, you should call them up and let them know. So, Aunt Q, what's your number?
Good night, everybody.
Hey, D2, you flew, we flew. Hey, Marky, ah, hey, check it out. Okay, pretty boy swag, now please call me handsome. Old woman crushing on me, calling me her grandson. Girls call me brothers. Others call me cousins, but I know what that means. You know that's right, homie, I'm fucking. I don't like this beat, but Jada told me crush it. I ain't got no drink, but all these shorties chugging. Flyer than them birds, man. No luggage, I buy my clothes when I land. No luggage, my pocket's not fat. They just a little pudgy. Girl, you not cute. I really think you ugly. Alright, I take that back. You know I'm just kidding. Plus I got a lot of cat. Like a Chinaman's kitchen. Or kitten. I'm flat because my swag's not an estimate. All these girls around me because I am the excrement. You didn't understand that. Didn't like the text I sent. You probably just the type of girl that I ain't even sexing with. Hey, so many numbers, the next text I get will probably make my phone blow. So much for staying next to it, got a video. Baby, do you wanna flex in it? It's called Studio Session and you know we record them hits. Ha! And me, I'm only having fun with her. Playtime is over, so I guess that I am done with her. And she's not selfish.
so it's never one with her. Three of her girls and my clique, the Brady Bunch with her. Knock her lights out. Hope she bring the sun with her. She is not a player, but I crush a lot. Big puns with her, been hung with her. Never spending funds on her. If I don't like what I get my refund with her. Gave a good D. She relaxed like it was perming her, but really it was right. And it really rhymed with perming her. Plus it never left. So tell me just how my swagger back. Truly it's on overload. I'm about to have a swag attack. Pimp out caddy. I call that there the swagger lack. On my J Timberlake, just trying to bring handsome back. Got a pretty flow, they go with pretty handsome tracks. When nature takes its course, newborn babies will amount to that. Marky, 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 ah, Marky, Marky, Marky. Marky.
Thank you.
All right, so that was the music, and I'm going to go ahead and start updating my guests on when to call in, but I'm really excited. The first guest, I know you've been seeing me tweeted out and Facebooking, and I think I Bebo'd it and might have MySpaced it and I LinkedIn on it. I did a whole lot of getting it out there, but and it's funny because I always misprint her name when I'm tweeting her stuff out, and she has to remind me. And I think it's because there's two I's in there instead of two L's, and that's what throws me off. But it's Skilo PX, and we're going to be hearing from her. She's got this new brand that she's going to be telling us about, really, real excited about having her in on the show. And then, of course, Lady DJ Talk Game will be in, and Boss Lady Writer, and we're going to be talking about some domestic violence. That's a really important topic. It's something that I've been an advocate in trying to make, you know, people aware of domestic violence for quite some time now. So I'm really looking forward to that conversation, and hopefully we can help somebody out there that is in need of this information that we're going to be presenting. I've been, I'm behind the scenes trying to make some moves. I will be back. And I'll pull a rabbit out the hat. How about that? Yes, I will. Y'all know me, the boss lady. So I'll be right back, and then we're going to get the show moving.
Ooh, yeah. Everybody else.
Hey, hey.
Let's go.
You know what we represent, man. Happy boy.
Baby, tell me what you're looking for. I've been trying to get into it that you can't ignore. Already told you I can put you in a kind of riding next to me in a Marcielago. But you seem to want them girls around the way, the ones that sneak around and lie and say your face. So maybe it's the one who's bringing drama to you lately.
Please introduce myself. My name is Dave Patton. And I mean, lately I've just not been good. I've been getting in trouble. This track is gonna get me in trouble, you know?
Coming here, coming real quick. Let me tell you a little something that I never told anyone. You see, I don't really do this, but I promise all my people and I'm finna make another one. So let me speed it for you real quick. Let me try for a little bit. And then I'm back to the start like Genesis. Genesis, this is it. And I promise you'll be loving it.
Hey, hey,
so fast I cannot see.
Hey, hey,
my feet is blinding me.
Hey, hey,
now let's not get too smooth. I love it fast. I keep everything up to speed. I'll take you back. I give you everything you could need. But if you can't take it, can't handle the speed of the things I do, I'm sorry, woman, but this track right here ain't meant for you. So can you please stop talking about you instead? Rewind the beat. Think about what I just said. Are we ever gonna do this, or we just gonna wait around? Gonna make it to the top of the ladder now. Let's find out.
Hey, hey,
so fast I cannot see.
Hey, hey,
my feet is blinding me.
Hey, hey,
now let's not get too slow.
Hey, hey,
I like it fast.
Let's go.
Upside down to the west side, cause I'm from an east side town to the left side, but I'll be the right side now. That's how I know you're going down like a sub. I'ma eat you up, I'ma take you out back, I'ma beat you up in the ring when I fight. I'ma wake glass up, cause I always be riding above and above what you put up. I'm good, I don't need your aid. They ain't even got a sonny in the game these days. So I'ma give it to you in the simplest way. Steady your aim.
Hey,
hey, so fast I cannot see.
Listening to, and I know you like it. I know you like how deep my voice is too. Yeah, it's sexy.
Vice Lord, but I could have been a mole. A double D, major hoes, touch a toe. Time to get you
paper, so I'ma holler at you later. A double nigga flow hotter than a laser. I don't fuck with haters cause they're sensitive up. Call me loud, pack, shawty, yeah, it's time to double up. All I want is money, I don't really need the fame. Fall back, homie, before we blow out your brain. No good money, niggas always wanna take my train. Catch up with me later, but I still have it made. Niggas don't want it, my niggas on it. Baby, I don't want it if everybody bought it. Like Castro, bet your bitch know my name. I ain't even gotta say it, niggas know what I claim. Soon I started, all about is moolah. Keep it in my hand and on my medulla. Catch me in the land and I'm blowing on Greedo. Niggas out here like your boys in the Tito.
It's funny though, we getting money though. Laughing at you niggas ain't got no money though. It's funny though, we getting money though. Laughing at you niggas ain't got no money though.
Castro the general, LG killing show. Laughing cause you pitiful, y'all ain't getting money bro. Watch the cash out like an ATM hoe. Pay for hoes, I can't go. But I might tip a hoe, my style ain't free. Pay per view, pay me. New caddy for the summer, all I need is 23. Second up, all winning, it's a wrap. Old chief, are you ballin' in sweatpants? Smellin' like hot spam. I keep cushion the vicinity. We treat on the daily. L's gang crazy. Fuck you, pay me. What's beef to a beef? Boy, you just another feast. All my niggas trying to eat. Y'all looking like Link, boy.
It's funny, though. We getting money, though. Laughing at you niggas ain't got no money, though. It's funny, though. We getting money, though. Laughing at you niggas ain't got no money, though.
All right. Shout out to my to Jay Silva. I see that she retweeted tweet when we were playing Call Me By My Name. So that's what's up. Thank you to Jay Silva. I love that song. Anyway. Okay, so I have announced on Twitter that I'm about to scream and this is all six. Mrs. All Six told me, no holding back, let go. But I told him that I'm sure they have a no screaming rule somewhere probably in my contract. I don't think I'm going to be able to scream. hey, yo, shout out to DJ Scream, though, for real. He signed with Maybach Music and he's a cool friend of mine. I met him through Lil Hot. So definitely, and then I worked with DJ Chameleon, and you know, DJ Chameleon wouldn't tell me the big news when it was announced. And so I found out when the rest of the world found out. But yeah, shout out to DJ Scream. Shout out to DJ Chameleon. All my DJ friends, shouting all y'all out right now. Can't wait to hear DJ Lady Talk Game tonight. Gonna be chopping it up about some domestic violence, which is not cool at all. Okay, but we need to make people aware of it and find out how we can help in that battle. There are just thousands, probably millions of women who have to, you know, endure that, as well as children, and in some cases men as well. So domestic violence is a serious problem, and we need to make, you know, continue awareness. I know people have heard about it forever, but it is definitely a problem in this society. And I want to just make sure that, you know, we all tune in tonight and listen. So we'll be back. I'm going to go ahead and let my guests know that I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my hat. Got a pretty good hat, too.
Like you're chilling somewhere. What's in that? Take a beat, get a sun, it's so warm. Get in there, we flow. Got to get that.
All right. We are back. So I'm going to go ahead and direct message my guests and let them know that they can begin calling in. The song that I was looking for isn't in yet, so I'm still waiting on the chairman to call me about the song. I fell in love with this song last week when I heard it, and I really wanted to share it with you guys, but I don't see it in here yet. I keep refreshing my screen. Let's try something else. But it is, we got 1 hour left, so that's when the guests come on anyway. So I'm going to go ahead, get in like two songs, and I'm going to have my guests call in, and I'm going to check and see if I see the song. Shout out again to Mr. Zone 6. He's holding me down while I'm having my little issue today at the station. So shout out to Mr. Zone 6. I appreciate you. Love, bug, for all your support. And I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to scream a little later. I can't do it on the air. This is going to be Fast by Dave Patton while I go ahead and get us set up.
Feel alone and oh, hello.
Can I please introduce myself? My name is Dave Patton. And lately it's not been good. I've been getting in trouble. This track is gonna get me in trouble, you know?
Coming real quick. Let me tell you a little something that I never told anyone. See, I don't really do this, but I promise all my people and I'm finna make another one. So let me speed it for you real quick. Let me try for a little bit. And then I'm back to the start like Genesis. Innocent, this is it. And I promise you'll be loving it.
Hey, hey.
So fast I cannot see.
Hey, hey.
My feet is blinding me.
Hey, hey.
Now let's not get too smooth. I love it fast. I keep everything up to speed. I'll take you back. I give you everything you could need. But if you can't take it, can't handle the speed of the things I do, I'm sorry, woman, but this track right here ain't meant for you. So can you please stop talking about you instead? Rewind the beat. Think about what I just said. Are we ever gonna do this, or we just gonna wait around? Am I ever gonna make it to the top of the ladder now? Let's find out.
Hey, hey.
So fast I cannot see.
Hey, hey.
My feet is blinding me.
Hey, hey.
Now let's not get too smooth.
Hey, hey.
I like it fast.
Let's go.
I'm on the upside down to the west side, cause I'm from the east side town to the left side, but I'll be the right side now. That's how I know you're going down like a sub. I'ma eat you up, I'ma take you out back, I'ma beat you up in the ring when I fight. I'ma win glass up, cause I always be riding above and above what you put up. I'm good, I don't need your aid. I ain't even got a sonny in the game these days. I'ma give it to you in the simplest way. Steady your aim.
Hey,
hey. So fast I cannot see.
Listening to, and I know you like it. I know you like how deep my voice is too. Yeah, it's sexy.
About my chest.
Because of you, I know that family matters. And we ain't gotta be the wind blows. But I will follow you, mommy. Look, any where the wind blows. It's so long, it ain't a pause. And I ain't going nowhere. I've been wrenching from the start. Trying to make it my business to keep a place down in your heart. I'm trying to make memories, baby. Remember Costa Rica, it was me and you, lady. I be Tarzan, you can be Jane. I love the way you spontaneous and in the role playing. I'm ready, not action. Tell them to roll cam. I'ma love you with a passion, mommy. Let's go have cups.
All right. Okay, so Tuesday, Promote Yourself Tuesday, I got to give a big shout out to my buddy J.A. I fell in love with a song last week that I heard over on the other station. And I was just like, oh, my goodness, you'll hear it. I had just been raving on and raving on and raving on about it. So we're going to get J.A. camp in. That's who I was the special guest. She's on my Facebook. She's on my Twitter. I'm always misspelling her name, and she's always calling me in on that. But I know, I'm not dyslexic, so there's nothing wrong with that. But just been tired, with the whole MS thing. But I'm telling you, she is a woman that really inspires me. So I know you guys are going to love her. And let me tell you where to find her online while we're waiting for her to come in. If you go to Twitter, and I'm gonna spell it right. So, okay. It's SKILO_PX. Kilo or Kilo. SKIILO_PX. So I'm always messing that name up. So I'm glad that she's going to be calling in tonight. And we're going to get to hear that song that I was talking about. And then, of course, DJ Lady Talk Game. I saw her tweet the other day about domestic violence, and our other caller, Boss Lady Writer, the author that called in last week, that we're going to have her back on. We're going to be talking about some domestic violence issues because that is such a serious thing, especially in the U.S. But it's also they have a lot of documentaries on with domestic violence for the third world countries. They really have a hard time with it over there. And so we just need to be aware of it. And that does include child abuse, that includes neglect, that includes physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, within the family, domestic abuse. So we definitely want to, see if we can spread some knowledge, get some views in on that. And so I'm about to find out now. We'll be talking about a new product that's out called Dumb Water, and you guys are going to be able to hear about that. I think she's on. I need to see what number she's calling from. So let me go on Twitter and see which number is hers. I don't want to assume. Let me see if she sent me the number. Okay, yeah, she sent me the number. Here it is. Yeah, I see it. That's that 504 area code. Hey, I was sitting up here trying to find out which number. Thank you for tweeting me so fast, and thanks for your patience. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good.
I am just, waiting to scream. I have had a rough time today, but I'm so glad that you made it. So tell us a little bit. Tell us who you are and introduce yourself to my listeners here on Lawless Radio.
It's Kay. I'm Skeela of Platinum Exposure. It's a marketing promotion company. I do a lot, just about everything. I manage Jay Cash Out. And I'm over the whole, me and Jay, we the founders of Dumb Water, which I'm about to talk about in a minute. And, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot I do, a lot. Graphic design and everything, the list goes on.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you sound like a little boss lady.
Like yeah, I try to be. Now,
now check it, Dumb Water. Where did you guys come up with that name?
Well, we came up with it like some months ago. One day we was riding, and J.A., he was drinking off the Smart Water, of course. And I don't remember exactly how the conversation got started, but I did mention, you know, how people pay the price for the Smart Water and all that, and how I thought it was dumb, whatever. And we started talking about videos and stuff, and he was saying he was going to make a video with him holding Dumb Water. And so, you know, we was joking around, and we was like, okay, well, when we was actually talking about we was going to make that, it was really just going to be water, just called Dumb Water. But then later, you know, me being like, anybody know me, like, I got a head full of dreads. And I'm good at smuggling liquor in the club or anywhere. So, you know, sometimes I hide the bottles or whatever in my dreads or whatever. But this one day, you know, he was like telling me to bring some liquor to the club. So I just put it in a water bottle. Just had some gin I put in a water bottle. And nobody knew. So we just drinking all the way over there. We got drunk and then came up with the whole idea that we'll come up with a liquor that looks like water and call it Dumb Water. And we just took it from there.
Oh, my goodness. That is too funny. So this is an actual liquor.
Yeah, it's 40%. And it got a lemon lime taste to it. And it's real good.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I first saw Dumb Water somewhere else, though. I saw it tweeted by, I want to say Mookie from over at New Money. He, I think he tweeted it. And, oh, man, it was somebody else that tweeted it, too. I did not
know. ETN was talking about it on 107.9. We've been having a lot of people on it, having it at the different clubs and stuff. We do, like, parties where we give out, like, free shots to the ladies and, like, dollar shots all night. So it's been getting out there.
And it's a gin?
Yeah, it's gin.
Okay, so you know y'all got to come out with a vodka brand. Are y'all going to work on that?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see what we do.
Boss lady loves vodka.
Yeah. And I wasn't really a gin person till recently, whatever. Like, a lot of people don't like gin, but, and that's the first response we get, like, you know, gin, you know, and they turn up their face and they're like, oh, my first experience with gin was this, was that, whatever, something bad. But then once they taste it, it's not, you know, like the dry gin and all that that's in the stores, whatever, that's, like, hard to go down. It got a good, smooth taste to it, and it's real good.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do. I get down with the gin too, but I don't act as ladylike with the gin.
Yeah, you know, we know it makes you sin. I'm on it right now.
Thank you. After we have a bottle, I keep a bottle of gin and a bottle of vodka for my guests when they come into the studio. You know, I'm on the wagon right now, so I'm being good. But, I get it in. I get it in. So we definitely got to sample that Dumb Water. And hopefully it don't make
me bring it up.
Hopefully I don't dumb it out.
I mean, the worst I've seen from it right now, like, was one night at one of the clubs. It was a guy, like, he had bought a few bottles, some shots and stuff. Then, you know, next thing at the end of the club night, he was out there preaching to people and I did like crazy stuff, but it was kind of scary, and I felt bad. I was like, dang, that's kind of my fault, but it was
yeah,
cool.
Kind of, sort of. Oh, my goodness. So I have got to see this Dumb Water. Where are you guys going to be next? You guys do
actually, this
round club.
This Saturday, we supposed to be at Scores. I'm waiting for the rest of the information for that. With Smurf and Rich Life, the Scores on the east side. And then he also going to let us do the rest of his club, room service, Echelon, and Karma 21. So that's throughout the week, and we're going to be setting that up with him. But first we're going to do Scores this Saturday. So I'm going to have all the information for that. I could tweet it out and update it on Facebook and everything.
Okay, cool. That's
we also had a site for it. The is dumbh2o at tumblr.com. We got it on Facebook, dumbh2o, and then on Twitter, you can follow it at dumb_water.
Okay, so it's dumb_water. And then you said the URL for it on the online is dumbh2o.com.
It's dumbh2o.tumblr.com.
Okay. Okay, Tumblr, yeah.
Yeah, and then on Facebook you find it under, oh, no, it's you can just put in dumbh2o and it'll come up. But it'll say Dumb Water Geek Juice because Geek Juice is the next line we're going to have coming, following behind Dumb Water. It's going to be, you know, for the ladies that don't like strong stuff like the gin, it's going to be more of like the fruity flavor stuff. So,
okay.
It's going to be alcohol.
That fruity stuff sneak up on you now.
Yeah. It's like this Dumb Water. Like, people are drinking it, you know, because we call it Dumb Water, they drinking it, trying to drink it as if it was water, and then it's a drink. Yeah, it's right.
I have a bad habit of putting
you messed up.
Yeah, I got a bad habit of putting all gin. I mix it with Kool-Aid. I don't know why. I don't know why. Yes. So y'all, me drinking Kool-Aid. Do not just try to pick my glass up and drink it, because more than likely.
I done got to the point where, okay, back in the day, like, I had to have a chaser. I had to, you know, mix my drink into something. But now, I'm like, I don't know if I became an alcoholic or whatever, but I don't like nothing chasing it. I like to take shots back to back. I don't like to see nobody pretty sipping my Dumb Water, like, take it to the head, like. So, yeah, it's. I guess I'm an alcoholic now. Thanks to Jamie passed out.
See, they ruined you.
Yep, it's all Jay's fault.
I can't believe that. Now, you can't say nothing is Jay's fault to me right now, because I'm just really loving that Famous song. So he can do no wrong right now to me. He's got this little halo, the boss lady halo.
Yeah, he was right. Everybody think that, oh, he's so quiet. Like, nah, he has his side. He an alcoholic.
Whatever.
Make good music, but.
Speaking of good music, we're going to go ahead and get into this Famous by J.A. Featuring J.A.
Your music comes soon.
Yeah.
I used to dream about home. Of being a star, I thought that I would outgrow the scene. My dream won't go away, so it's more like a nightmare, keeping me up all night like a nightmare. It's taking over my mind. My desire burns inside like a flame, and it can't and it won't be contained.
back, not to wake up. Feeling the sense of pressure every time they bring my name up. Lyrically underestimated, but they rise with me. Hey, I'm just reaching for the stars, bring the sky to me. Walk amongst the dying, feeling like I'm home. I was always off the mark, now feeling like I'm home. They say I changed, I just came into my own. Roll a red carpet, I welcome a king to the throne. Bright light, cameras flashing through the city. This game ain't made for everybody, but I swear I'm with it. Strong committed, my partners made for this lifestyle. Give me the spin of attention, turn the lights down. Name ringing through the speakers, it's my night now. Fuck the future, I'm in love with my right now. I just wanna be on, so haters pipe down. Tired of riding coach now, private plane flight bound. Destined for the greatest, even dead broke living, you can catch me in the ladies. Cocky as hell, they can never put a finger on me. Quiet as kept on my greatest all-time opponent. Seeing no fear face, no one above me. Fresh alone, you should see me when I'm out in public. They say it's something about me, that's why the ladies love me. Ego strong, I can care less what you thinking of me. Fly as hell, nosebleed, no landing gear. Cast for the ghost, they don't see you when I'm standing near. Whole world in my zone, so it's my planet here. Got all these powers combined, I'm like a planeteer. Best that did it, I'm just trying to make my name appear. Top five earning, you should never see me shed a tear. Whoever said I would make it, be sure they standing near. Getting used to winning, I forgot about how the bottom feels.
That was my song. That was Famous by J.A. featuring Jasmine Sullivan. Oh, I love that song. Thank you so much for sending that to us.
No problem.
Yeah. So have you ever, I have another guest on now. I have DJ, hold on, let me get back in here. Y'all know I can't tweet and talk at the same time. That's the going joke about me. But I have DJ Talk Game, Lady DJ Talk Game on the line. How did you like that song, Lady DJ?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
good now.
Why are you laughing at me?
This has been a crazy day for me, so I know y'all been seeing me on Twitter talking about I'm screaming.
Yes, I see that. I see that.
Yes.
But I did enjoy that song. Now, who did you say it was by again?
J.A. On Twitter, he's J.A. underscore my own blood.
My own blood. Okay.
Yeah. If you ever see me do JA underscore my true blood, do not retweet that. That's because I love the show True Blood. And I have, since I've been in this relapse, I have been tweeting crazy stuff.
Yes.
Killa has to get on me all the time because I'm always tweeting her name wrong.
It's Skilo. Skilo.
Yeah. But I'm always tweeting it like with the two L's instead of two I's.
Yeah. I get that all the time now.
No, Can we change it? We can't change it, can we? Can't change it.
It's SKIILS.
Lord. My cousin said that he's going to start tattooing people's Twitter names on me. I'm like, man, that's going to look so whack. I'm like, it's going to be so whack. But so, Lady DJ Talk Game, glad you liked the song. Miss Put It In Rotation, that's what they call you. Tell everybody who you are and where you're from and why they call you Miss Put It In Rotation.
Check you out. Okay. I'm DJ Talk Gang. I'm a female DJ here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm the first lady DJ for the Dungeon Family DJs. I'm also a tour DJ for Backbone in the Dungeon Family, Mr. Fadu Fortray himself. I currently have a Talk Gang promotions where I do an I Love College thing tour where I go to different Southeast Atlanta black colleges and stuff, and I do music distribution and promotion, designing flyers. Also, I do event planning for, like, I have an upcoming event for breast cancer advocacy, domestic violence, and also rape. So whatever you need done, I got you. Mixtapes, clubs, events, open mics, panel judging, I do it all.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, you know, I'm going to keep pronouncing it wrong, Stilo, so you just get used to it. I'm going to have to come up with another name for you, I'm telling you.
Man.
You call me every day for a week and say your name, I'm going to get it. You have to, I won't press charges, but you're going to have to harass me. But, yeah, so, man, you guys should work together. Will the dumb water fit in with the whole domestic violence movement?
Okay, I'm kidding. It's kind of like...
Because, you know, no, but seriously speaking, you know, I dealt with domestic violence for 11 years. Not just being on the other side of it, but then at some point gaining strength, overcoming it, and then becoming an advocate. So I've worked with several of the homeless shelters, the shelters here in Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. There's a whole network. A lot of people don't know it. And unfortunately, sometimes it's who you know. So sometimes I get women that call me that can't get into the shelters, but I'll make a call and all of a sudden they have a bed ready for them. You know, so sometimes it is who you know, but I definitely have been on that. Oh, my goodness. I've been working with domestic violence for a long time. Now, as a previous victim of domestic violence, I can see where some dumb water would have come in handy. Because sometimes I needed a drink after hearing all that blah, 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 and, you know, being called out my name and all kind of stuff. You know, that would have come in handy. So I'm thinking it might be some room for some dumb water at these events. What you think?
If you ever need any help with that, I wouldn't mind helping out. That sounds like something good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, so y'all definitely need network. All right, so let's see. I'm sorry, my assistant just came in with some Popeye's chicken, and it has totally. Okay, everybody knows how greedy I am. I just sit around and eat. I am going to steal his Popeye's. He walked out of the room. I'm about to come in. I'm about to look in his box and see what he got going on, because Yeah. Oh, and he got the hot sauce in there too. Boy. Okay. So, and I'm sorry, food always distracts me. But I was thinking it was an author that was coming in. I don't know if you guys got to hear it last week. What I'm trying to do, I had three guests lined up for today, and I'm all about networking. I really believe that with the movement that you've got going on, DJ Talk Game and with Kilo, what she has going on. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you got it right that time.
Yes. Points for Boss Lady, Kilo. Kilo. Yep. But I'm thinking you guys can work together. And Boss Lady Ryder, I was hoping that she was going to be on, but she just wrote this amazing book called Ebony the Beloved. And it's centered around a woman that is going through some crazy stuff, but, you know, stuff like that really happens. And it's centered around domestic violence. So we're putting her in, we're bringing the authors, the book, into the music. And we're trying to merge that together because I think that will be such a powerful thing. I'll talk to you guys, you ladies, offline about that. But I really think that something can, something wonderful can happen out of this. And I don't see anything wrong with Jen representing, you know. You know, shoot, it's there. But you do other stuff outside of that, so I'm sure some things
are
working with each other. And so the Miss put it in rotation. I know you got to put that song. Where do we send that song to you? Because I really want that famous song everywhere.
Okay. For any music submissions or booking or contacting me, you can email me at djtalkgamemp3@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on Twitter at @lady_DJTalkGame.
Okay, @lady_.
Is this my memory bad? Abigail, you already tweeted her, right? Or I could just go to your page and stalk Twitter.
I'm about to tweet it now. Oh, no, you're not talking about no bad memory with my memory. I got the worst. Okay, so I got DJ Talk Gang MP3 at Gmail?
Yes, I am.
Yay. And then the other one is at @lady_DJTalkGame. So I'm about to tweet that out right now. And I'm going to get in so much trouble. I might be not on the air next week. We don't know. Snuck a song in. See, I was having an anxiety attack. It was horrible. Okay, so now outside of DJing and all the other movements, do you have any products that you're working with? Any anyone endorsing you right now, DJ Lady Talk Game?
Right now I'm just working with the Dungeon Family with Backbone. He has an upcoming album. I'm sorry.
That's my people over there.
Oh, okay. I'm working with you.
Yeah, Dungeon.
He's a great person. I love him.
Yeah, and you know, Dungeon Family has been around for a long time. I'm actually in that era when the music first started coming out. So, and I went to one of his I think it was a mixtape release party he did. Oh, man, where was it? Yeah, one
at Sanconia.
Yeah, one at Sanconia and one at the Piano Bar.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was like last year, I think.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. It was within the last 12 months.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what dress I had on. That'll tell me.
look at you.
That'll tell me what time of year it was. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you don't have any endorsements outside of that, you should. You guys, I really want to connect you guys together because that dumb water, I'm telling you, I've been seeing it everywhere. I didn't know what it was. Now I know, so I know I got to get in on it. But I definitely want you to connect, and we just need to spread the word. I'm all about our On the Rise community building each other up. That's so important that we build each other up, that we network, And continue. That's how we can become the next 50 Cent and Oprah and all that stuff. We want to get up. I want some Oprah money. I want some Oprah money. I know y'all want it too. We almost there. All right. Well, I'm gonna get back into the song, so I can sneak it in again. Oh my goodness. And okay, I think the author is gonna be calling in a second too. So when we come back, we'll get Boss Lady Rider in. This is Famous by J.A. featuring Jasmine Sullivan.
I used to dream about calling things, about being a star. I thought that I would outgrow the scene, my dream won't go away. So it's more like a nightmare, keeping me up all night like a nightmare. It's taking over my mind. My desire burns inside like a flame, and it can't and it won't be contained.
Feeling a sense of pressure every time they bring my name up. Lyrically underestimated, but they rise to me. Hey, I'm just reaching for the stars, bring the sky to me. Walk amongst the dying, feeling like I'm home. I was always off the mark, now I'm feeling like I'm home. They say I changed, I just came into my own. Roll a red carpet, I welcome a king to the throne. Bright light, cameras flashing through the city. This game ain't made for everybody, but I swear I'm with it. Strong committed, my partners make for this lifestyle. Give me the center of attention, turn the lights down. Name ringing through the speakers, it's my night now. Fuck the future, I'm in love with my right now. I just wanna be on, so haters pipe down. Tired of riding coach now, private plane flight bound.
All right, we are back, and we have Skilo. I did it again. Dang it. We got Skilo, and we got DJ Lady Talk Gang. And now we have our third guest, Boss Lady Ryder. Boss Lady Ryder, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. How did you like that song?
It was okay.
I forgot. You got a different taste in music, but you know. That song was hitting. I'm not going to scream because I wasn't going to scream, but that's my song. I actually have it on my BlackBerry now. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Rolling to it in the car today. So, Boss Lady Ryder, tell us a little bit about, your name is Hannah Spivey. So if everyone doesn't know, this is Hannah Spivey. She's on Twitter at Boss Lady Ryder. And just had a book come out, Ebony the Beloved. Want to tell us a little bit about your book?
Yeah, pardon the background, it's kind of noisy. It's titled Ebony the Beloved, of course. That's about a young girl named Ebony who's 15 years old, who's grown up in a dysfunctional household. Both parents have different spiritual beliefs. One is a Christian, the other one's a Hebrew Israelite. She's been rejected by both of her parents. They treated her younger sister better than they treated her. And she had no friends, and she was rejected by her peers. So fast forwarded, she meets a faculty member at her school named Norma Lou. Norma Lou never had kids of her own. She was 58 years old. And she saw Ebony. She saw what most people didn't see in Ebony. She saw that Ebony was going to become someone very special. She knew Ebony was someone that was already special, but she also saw something that was bigger in Ebony that no one, you know, took the time to really look into, including her so-called parents. So Norma Lou takes Ebony under her wings, and she, you know, takes her in like, you know, like as if she's her own daughter. And Norma Lou introduces Ebony to her niece named Tara, who was once a battered woman. She was in a domestic violent relationship, and she was also a single mother. And once Ebony makes a pact with Tara and Norma Lou, you know, they're like the family that Ebony never had. So Tara later takes Ebony to a domestic violence benefit concert, and it, you know, was sponsored by, you know, other organizations. They also had a celebrity spokesperson named Desmond Waltz. Desmond Waltz was a world-renowned entertainer. He was like in the same realm with P. Diddy, and he was like a blockbuster actor. And when he meets Ebony, he sees the vulnerability in Ebony. And he uses it to his advantage. He sees she's a young girl, very naive, very vulnerable. And he uses it to his advantage. And what, you know, he shows his smooth operator side. He shows a lot of chivalry to Ebony. He showers her with gifts, money, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, basically when he gets Ebony into a compromising position, he goes in for the kill. And he beats her. Eventually, he ends up beating her. His mother lives with him. She spends up all his money. You know, she maxes out all of his credit cards, and she's a woman of the Waltz household. And no woman is good enough for her only son. And it's like when she sees Ebony, she hates Ebony, and she also attacks Ebony physically, verbally, spiritually, the same way her parents did. I mean, I'm speaking about Ebony's parents in the same way Desmond does. So, you know, Ebony is in the corner. She's cornered to where she has to fight her way out of a tragic situation, a traumatic situation also. And so she's going to stop at nothing to finally be happy. And I do mean be very happy, and she will become I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, you have a young girl who's been verbally, spiritually, physically abused by her parents to being verbally, spiritually abused by a 27-year-old man who has buco money, and he takes it and runs with it. And he sees her.
If our family situation is kind of violent, sometimes a lot of women end up going towards that direction with men. But that's a common thing that happens. So your book really touches on all of that and kind of takes everybody through that whole sort of process. And then coming out of the.
Definitely. Okay. That's kind of noisy back here.
Yeah, you got a lot going on over there.
Yeah, too much.
Where is the book available? Is that Amazon and Barnes & Noble?
Mm-hmm. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. It's on sale for
$13.99. Okay, so we'll get that out on Twitter. I know we tweeted that last week as well. Do you have any upcoming events? Are you doing? I heard online that you were doing something. What stage? It was Avon and Mary Kay.
I would love to do some events for Mary Kay representatives. That isn't set in stone. So I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to make that an entity. For right now, I'm going to be a new Avon rep. So I just, I've received a phone call from an established Avon rep this morning. You know, she was following up with me regarding, because she got my message. And, you know, it's something that interests her a great deal. And she's inclined to do like a book signing event, you know, where other Avon reps can attend the event, and I could do a book signing. So we're talking about a book signing for September and October, and even in like at one of the local Avon stores. So that's in the works. She will be giving me more detail on Thursday. So yeah, I'm looking to go around all over the country to network with other Avon reps to help foster the awareness as well as promote the book. This is all about going outside of the box and market yourself as a writer.
Right.
And also as a domestic violence advocate.
Okay,
and
we'll connect with our guest, they talk games, because she has a lot of involvement with domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I brought her on. DJ Talk Game, what do you think about what Hannah Spivey has written about for the book?
I love the concept. Honestly, like I said, later on in the fall, we're doing an event, and I thank you, Attica, for linking us all together. I feel like we can actually use your book, that other ladies who can actually understand where the girl in the book is coming from and stuff, and you can come out if you want to. You're personally invited by me, but I'm interested in actually purchasing one.
Okay, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I actually heard the first chapter, and, she did a reading on it last week. I was fortunate enough to be one of the people that heard the first chapter, and I was just amazed. Like, it made me want to get the book right then. It was before the book actually came out, but just the pain that the woman was going through, I've been there before, not to that extent, but... I can kind of know how she felt being in a situation where you're kind of staying with the dude's family and they're all crazy over there being abusive. And there's so many women out there that just feel like they have nowhere else to go, so they have to take it. They have to take it. And now we're finally at an age in this society where we're speaking out against it. So... kudos to you, DJ Talk Games, because that's very important that you're being affiliated with this kind of cause. And I'm glad that you and Boss Lady Writer can get in on that. And I mentioned, we got to get Dumb Water in on everything. we got to get the Dumb Water in on everything. So maybe you guys can do some stuff together, too. I'm personally going to bring Boss Lady Writer out to Atlanta. and do some book signings and some events out here, and let her see what our little music movement can do for her. And she's not really our genre, but I listen to all music. So we're about to get her turned on to some of this stuff, because you know, I think we have four houses on the line.
And the ebook is also available. I also create an ebook for the novel, so you can find it on lulu.com. It's www.lulu.com.
I love Lulu. I have a book on there too. So Lulu, get it together. We can Google you, right?
Say it again.
We can Google you. We can Google Hannah Feige and find your book and the ebook and all of that.
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right. So, Kayla, do you have any, have you done anything with domestic violence in the past?
You said Kayla?
Yes.
Oh, no, I haven't.
It's an amazing movement. Just getting out there talking to the women that have dealt with that are trying to help them get out of the place. And nobody really knows this, but I have a foundation. I have to really focus on it a lot, but it's extended family. And for years, what I've done is it's like a little underground network. I get women from all over the country that hit me up. It's an anonymous line, but they hit me up, and I try to find placement for them, get them out of those domestic violent situations. Now, one of the problems that I have come up against is when you place them somewhere else, a lot of times that compromises the people that are trying to help them. Like if I put them in a private home, because they're not strong enough mentally to put place in that situation. So a lot of times they'll end up telling the guy what they are, trying to get on, and that puts a lot of bad situations. So that's another thing, you know, domestic violence trips over to the people sometimes trying to help. So it's important that you have homes that are equipped to handle that kind of stuff. A lot of therapy that needs to be involved, the whole thing. But that's what my foundation does. We put women in front of therapists, in front of shelter, in front of private homes, whatever we can, but we also, we're real big on the therapy part. That's the whole mental state is set specifically for the stuff out of the country. So hopefully, you know, start doing more work in that therapy.
Sound like a really good thing that you've done, and like I said, I definitely would want to be a part of help out in some type of way that I can. I'm going to DM you my contact info, and then maybe we can go from there.
Yeah, we need to set something up before us and just, you know, go hard on it. And it's got to stop. You know, like I said, I was both directly and indirectly involved for 11 years, and no one would really know that, but it takes a lot of strength, it takes a higher power to pull you up out of that, and good women like ourselves to sometimes we can make the women know that they have some more time. We definitely got to get it. All right. Well, I am going to, I thank you ladies for coming on. Do you have any shout outs or anything?
Shout outs to my readers, shout outs to my supporters, including you and everyone else who supports the cause and what I'm trying to accomplish. And that's it.
That's cool. Talk game, what you got for us? What's your shout out?
I want to shout out all of the Tate, Key, SEC, Flipboy Ziggy, Home Team Apparel, definitely, whatever y'all need, got y'all. Backbone, DJ Dre, and that's it.
Wow. Okay, Sheila, what you got for us?
All right, this is the part I hate because I don't want to leave nobody out, but mainly I just want to shout out all the our main supporters, everybody supporting what we're doing. Definitely want to shout out you and for supporting the famous track, and Jay and Cash Out, and letting everybody know that Ego Music drops September 26th. We're going to have a listening party, a release party, all that'll be updated. So follow J.A. Cash out at J.A. underscore my own blood. So, and download that thing to be turned as a celebrity. Should I keep going? All right. Sorry, I got dropped off the line. But I am back.
I was wondering what happened.
Yeah, I got dropped off the line. So I had to call back in. Doing too much. But thank you, ladies, so much for calling in. I am about to get very loud over here so I can calm down. So I'm going to go ahead and close it out. But thank you, ladies. God bless. And we're definitely going to make some things happen. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Lawless Radio for letting this happen. And we out of here.
Mm-hmm.